Is your workday feeling a little long? That's maybe because you missed Jane Lindley Thomas.
All right, so I've got a situation. All right. Here it is. This is the deal, all right? So at the end of the month, our family, the Thomas Five, and another family are going away for the weekend. So excited about it all because it's been a while since we vacayed with this particular family. So looking forward to it. Last night, my phone rings, and it's my mate. And she's like, listen, we've invited beep and beep to join us for the weekend. And I could just feel my stomach turn to ice. Beep and beep are not the greatest, okay? They live in Joburg. Hopefully they aren't streaming East Coast Radio right now. I battle with him in particular, okay? This guy, he's a racist, first of all, which I have a huge problem with. It doesn't sit well with me. That's not how I flow, okay? So that's a problematic. He's arrogant, he's loud, he's brash, and when he dorps, he gets louder and brasher. And he's got a foul mouth. He's just like my worst. He's my worst. And she thinks he's main and thinks she's main. So she kind of like fuels the fire. It's just bad. They're such a bad combination. And also I've got kids, you know, I don't want them being subjected to this hatred and foul mouthness. So what to do? I ask myself. All of a sudden, the thought of the small little cottage tucked away in the Midlands for two nights. Yeah, I might have food poisoning. I don't know if I can go. So I think my friend could hear me like totally. I just retracted. I became very super cagey and quiet and like monosyllabical. What to do, bro? Do I tell her the truth and just say I can't cope with them? Or do we just grin and bear it and just go there? Help! Help me! Have you found yourself in a situation like this where there's someone in your life that just tests you over and over again? And if so, who are they? And how do you cope with it? 0617929495. And this one says, hi Jane, you should definitely say something. At the end of the day, it's your precious time off and money spent. Why should you waste it being unhappy with people that don't make your heart happy? Oh, I love that you're talking about a happy heart. Thank you.
Jane, regarding your dilemma, I think you know what to do. Your gut told you when it froze into ice when she mentioned their names. Don't go. Make up something if you have to, but I would not go and it would be a waste.
It's true, and I am really an advocate for belief, and I believe that the truth will set you free. This one says, darling Jane, tell your friends you can't go, and if she asks why, tell her. I believe that the truth doesn't break friendship. You're right, my love. It's just, you know, going to that uncomfortable place and just being like, well, you know, we can either come or they can either come. I mean, that just seems so schoolyard, you know what I mean?
Hi, Jane. I'm just listening to your show. Oh, hell no. I would not subject myself or my family, especially my kids, around that kind of people. It's a weekend away. And it's supposed to be fun. Why should I have my back up against the wall and go with these kind of people? Oh, hell no. No, no, no. No, thank you.
I love you.
Hi, Jane. I think that if you don't like someone and if they are being rude and if you don't like the way they are, then that's your honest opinion. But in my case, I would not want to associate with people that are faulty. End of story.
People that are faulty. I love, treasure, and adore you. Thank you for your comments and your support. I think it's pretty clear what I got to do. That article up at ecr.co.za.
Shorten your workday. Listen to Jane Lindley Thomas on East Coast Radio. Weekday afternoons from 12 to 3 p.m.